Welcome to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska on Big Cabbage Radio.
Welcome, friends. This is Cody Buse with Ag Matters Radio. I am today's especially exciting today because the longtime host of this program is with us today, Amy Pettit, formerly of Alaska Farmland Trust, and now, you have to correct me, is the director of FSA here in Alaska?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Cody. I am now the state executive director for USDA's Farm Service Agency in Alaska.
Yes, and that's an appointment, is that correct?
It is, yeah. It was a political appointment, kind of an exciting opportunity when you get a call from the White House asking if you want to serve your industry in this way. Not something that I was expecting necessarily, but really a big opportunity and one that I've enjoyed. I accepted the appointment back in March, so I'm not good at math, as I always declared on the show, but 4 or 5 months into it and still getting my feet under me, but really enjoying the opportunity.
Yes, well, we're excited to have you in that position, even if we don't get to have you as host of the program.
Yeah, I do miss the radio show, but you're doing a great job, and I'm so glad that Radio Free Palmer chose to continue, because these stories need to be told, and I'm really stoked that it's still happening.
Yeah, big shoes to fill, but it's more about the stories, so we just like to have those stories continue.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get a big picture, because I don't know if everybody who's listening knows about, you know, USDA has an awesome history and scope today. Talk to us about FSA, maybe even just talk about the farm bill. Like, take us to the basic level.
Yeah, you bet. You're right. USDA has a really broad scope. And I think that most folks, even folks that are in tune with their federal government, involved in programs, et cetera, they might not realize the broadness of the United States Department of Agriculture, which is one of the largest agencies within the federal government. This was new information to me, but there's over 100,000 employees working for USDA every single day all across the country. So that's massive. That's a really big ship with a lot of different focus areas. I mean, everything from food safety to rural broadband to, gosh, the SNAP and WIC programs. And in Alaska, we're involved in a lot of different programs as well. What we do at Farm Service Agency, there's also the Natural Resource Conservation Service, there's rural development, there's millions of dollars impacting lots of lives every single day. And that's a big reason why I said yes when given this opportunity, because it's pretty exciting to be involved with an administration that is placing so much focus on the future of our industry, the future of agriculture, et cetera. So kind of to get back to what you said, the broader scope, the Farm Bill is one also very large, powerful piece of legislation. I would encourage folks to do a little bit of homework about how the Farm Bill impacts their life, whether you're a farmer rancher yourself or just an average everyday American. The Farm Bill has an impact on your life. And I've had some folks question, you know, me, like, what's my direct involvement with the Farm Bill? And I guess my response at this time would be, if you have a concern about a piece of the Farm Bill or something that you would like to see expanded through Farm Bill legislation, 100% you can bring that concern to me, Amy Pettit, State Executive Director. But a more direct route would be to be in communication with your member of the legislature, with your senator, or, you know, we'll see who Alaska's congressperson is going to be in the special election this month. But anyway, it's the legislature, actually, the congressional legislature, that can change things within the Farm Bill, because that is the piece of legislation that then directs us as USDA employees to deliver programs. So hopefully that makes sense. But, you know, so again, if you have a concern about the Farm Bill, you can certainly bring it to me. But if you want to change something in the Farm Bill, that's got to happen with your senator or our congressperson. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. And I've seen that with, I think of Senator Murkowski and some of the things that she was able to include in the last bill that have been specific to Alaska and Hawaii and very helpful.
Absolutely.
to our industry.
Absolutely. And that's a program, you know, one of the things that I want to be sure to mention today is one of the programs that we offer at Farm Service Agency that is unique to Alaska, and that's our RTCP program. For folks that have never heard about that acronym, USDA also probably has more acronyms than anywhere else. But the Reimbursement Transportation Cost Payment Program, RTCP, was specifically created for geographically disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. So it's only eligible for farmers and ranchers in Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, the Mariana Islands, et cetera. But it's unique to Alaskans, and it's designed to offset the disproportionately large transportation costs that farmers and ranchers and producers in Alaska face. And so this is a really incredible program, and the Biden administration put an additional $1 million into the program this year, 2022. It used to be a $2 million program. They've increased that up to $3 million, and folks can get reimbursed for the cost of transporting their product. That means if you had to ship in fertilizer, fuel, supplies, the hanging baskets that you put your product in, not only shipping it into the state of Alaska, but then also moving your product around Alaska, you can also be reimbursed for those transportation costs. So I want to be sure that we highlight that one in particular and let folks know that the enrollment deadline for this year is coming up in September, I want to say September 2nd. You just have to be applied or enrolled into the system by then. Of course, we understand that you'll continue to have costs for 2022 through, you know, the end of the year. I think you've got to have all your receipts, et cetera, in, I believe it's in November, but we need to have you signed up by September 2nd. So if folks haven't heard of that one, RTCP, I would encourage you to shoot me an email, amy.pettit@usda.gov, and maybe, Cody, you can link that in the comments when you post the show to the archives. But RTCP program enrollment is due September 2nd, and I would love to see more of our Alaskan producers utilizing that program. Of that $2 million that was dispersed in 2021, I think a little over 300,000 of it went out to our Alaskan producers. I want to see that number go up. I know that there's producers out there that aren't taking advantage of this program, and I want to make sure they've heard about it.
Right. And folks, if you're just joining us, this is your host, Cody Buse with Ag Matters Radio, talking to the former host, Amy Pettit, who's now been appointed to as the executive director of the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency. I didn't even include an acronym in that. We're talking about some of the programs and opportunities within the Farm Service Agency. And I think I'll just kind of turn it over to you to talk to us about, you know, I'm somewhat familiar with some of the loan programs. There's even a youth loan program. But tell us about some of the programs that you have there that might be of use to someone who's looking to get into industry or is already in the industry.
Yeah, there's nothing but opportunity, and I think there's probably a program for everybody. And in addition to the specific opportunities that we have within the Farm Service Agency, I also want to remind folks that USDA has 17 different agencies under the umbrella of the Department of Agriculture that are impacting agriculture and food service and farmers and ranchers every single day, from marketing to research to food and nutrition, inspection. The Forest Service is a piece of USDA. So even if there might not be a program specifically under the umbrella of Farm Service Agency, there is a program under the entire umbrella of USDA. And I would love to help you find that program. You know, if we can't help you at FSA, I want to be a conduit of other information, whether it's NRCS or risk management, et cetera. So the scope of it, again, is so broad. Secretary Tom Vilsack often opens his remarks by saying USDA touches every American's life every day. And when you hear that, you think, oh, well, maybe. But when you start to understand the scope of the work that our agency is doing, you go, oh, wow, this is real. We are really in every household every day. So specifically Farm Service Agency, I want to make sure, again, that every producer knows about that RTCP program, unique to Alaska, with more funding available this year. We are, by trade and by authority, we are mostly a loan servicing organization. We're also there as a safety net for farmers that experience disaster or emergencies, et cetera. You do have to be a known entity with Farm Service Agency in order to benefit from any of those disaster programs or emergency relief programs. And folks say, oh, you know, that might immediately cause hesitation, right? Like, oh, I don't want to be in the government system, or I don't want to be a known farmer to the government. And I understand that hesitation. I can relate to it, sympathize, et cetera. But I'll also have you know that being a known entity with FSA simply means that you've filled out a piece of paperwork with your unique identifying information, your name, the name of your farm, the location of your farm, and a few other checkboxes, yes, no, et cetera, what you annually average produce, et cetera. It's not like we're not trying to get any, you know, super personal information. We just want to know that you exist as a farm out there in Alaska, what you usually produce. And then when a program becomes available that you could benefit from, or when there's a drought, or there's a hailstorm, or there's some other sort of weather-related incident that causes loss or destruction on your farm, then we can come to you and say, hey, we recognize that you were in Fairbanks and they are experiencing extreme drought, 40% loss of hay fields across the area. We have a program to help you, you know. So that's one of the benefits of being signed, quote-unquote, signed up or being a known entity with Farm Service Agency. The other thing, Cody, as I was kind of doing my homework about what I wanted to share today, and I know folks are listening on the radio and they might be driving and they might not, you know, have access to pen or paper, et cetera. But there's two websites that I really want folks to gain familiarity with because, again, accessing our programs or understanding the services that we can offer you, it's easy to get connected if you know where these two websites are. So the first one, which has been a huge kind of shift at USDA to make things easier to find, they've created a website, farmers.gov. Pretty easy, right? Farmers with a S.gov. There's a working with us kind of bar or handle tag that you can click on. And then you click on online services, and there's a link that says stay connected with USDA. If you click on that, once a month, my office sends out a newsletter. About once a month, my colleague over at NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, they send out a newsletter. And we basically try to remind folks of all the different programs that are coming up with deadlines or new services that are available, et cetera. But it's just a monthly email. And then if there's an alert or an emergency response or something else, you're going to get an additional email. But we don't flood your inbox. I don't want folks to be concerned about that. But you just can get connected to that monthly newsletter and have a good understanding of what programs we have. So again, farmers.gov, working with us, stay connected. You throw in your email into that box and you subscribe to our newsletters. And that's really going to help you stay connected, get connected, et cetera. The other website that I want to point folks to, because with the Build Back Better funding that has become available at the federal level, a tremendous amount of that money is being funneled down through the United States Department of Agriculture. And Secretary Vilsack and his team, our leadership team, has been announcing new programs almost weekly. In addition to more funding in existing programs, new programs are coming out. And so if you go to usda.gov/buildbackbetter, you'll see that transforming America's food system is the highlight of how the Biden administration wants to use a big portion of these Build Back Better funds. And there's categories of food production, food processing, distribution and aggregation, markets and consumers. And there's a tab under each. There's open grants, there's coming soon, there's award announcements that are pending. But if you start paying attention to that website, you'll see that, again, every week something new is being announced with the intent to transform America's food system to be more resilient, to be more responsive to need, and to reach more people. So, again, usda.gov/buildbackbetter. And then if you're not attuned to, you know, checking in with that website on a regular basis, then again, I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter, because we're going to send announcements when new programs are out and make sure that folks are aware of the opportunities that are available. I feel like I just talked for 10 minutes straight, Cody. So what questions does that lead to for you?
No, that was terrific. I do have the one question I have is, so with the Build Back Better, is this going to be like competitive grants that folks can apply for, or is it just a gamut of a range?
Yeah, there are grant programs, there are reimbursement programs, there are training opportunities. Let's say you're a producer who's considering becoming an organic grower. Maybe you've been producing and you understand that there's a demand for certified organic program or products. There's an organic cost share program. We will help reimburse you the cost to bring the certifier up to Alaska and transition you to organic production. I had a call from a producer, I think it was yesterday, who is doing some really unique things with composting and removing manure from areas that it could impact waterways and turning it into compost in a safe way. Well, I think there's a USDA program that can help cover some of those costs. And if the producer is willing to do some field demonstrations and show other folks how to incorporate this system into their own, again, there's some cost share and some grant funding available. There's funding for farmers markets. There's funding for, I'm clicking through the website right now. There's new funding for the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. This is an exciting program where seniors can get coupons that allow them, it used to be $25 to take to the farmers market and expend this coupon at the farmers market. Well, the Biden administration just added $50 million to that program so that now every participant is going to get a $50 coupon, so double the amount of money that they've received in the past. So again, I think that, like I said, there's almost a program for everybody. Some of them are grant programs. Some of them are reimbursement programs. And then again, through Farm Service Agency, there's a whole variety of different loan programs, whether you're interested in buying property or expanding your herd or putting up a new building on your property. There's just, I feel, Cody, like there's an opportunity for everybody if you're willing to come and have a chat with us at Farm Service Agency, and we can see what are your needs to make your operation more financially viable? What are your goals for the future, and how can we help you, get where you're headed? I think there's something for everybody.
Yeah, and folks, if you're just joining us, this is Cody Buse, your host for Ag Matters Radio. We have the Executive Director, Amy Pettit, of the USDA Farm Service Agency here in Alaska. And I had a question just popped in my mind. Do you guys, I know that your main office is located in Palmer, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the northern and southern region and kind of how that works.
Yeah, you bet. So we are located right in Palmer. A lot of folks call the building that we're in the Atrium Building. It kind of shares a parking lot almost with Taco Bell and Car Safeway. We're 800 East Palmer Wasilla Highway is our official address. And we're upstairs in that building. I will just point out to folks that as a federal agency, we follow federal guidelines for mask restrictions and whether or not our doors are open to the public or not. We're currently under masking guidelines, and our access to the public is a little bit limited. So if you did want to come into the building itself, I would encourage you to make an appointment or give us a call first and make sure that we're not under tighter restrictions, because again, we're following national guidelines. And if the numbers of the hospitals or the numbers in the borough are high, we're going to be responsive to that. So make an appointment before you come see us. But that office holds what's both called our state office, which that's where I sit as the state executive director. I'm there in the state office. And then we have what's known as two county offices, our southern region office, also co-located in the building there in Palmer with me. And then we have our northern region office, which is in Delta Junction. And in the same building as us there at in the Atrium Building, we've got NRCS staff, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Rural Development. USDA Rural Development is also housed there. And that repeats the same up in the Northern Region office in Delta Junction. There's also some NRCS and Rural Development staff there as well. So between our two, it's kind of three offices located in two buildings. But from those two spots, we are covering the entire state. And it's my job to get out into the public and get out across the state and do some, you know, visits and outreach to different locations. I was down in Homer, not last week, but the week before that. I'm headed to Nome in September to do some outreach and visits. And you know, if you're listening and you'd like to have myself or a staff member from the office come out and do a farm visit with you, we'd love to do it. We want to be out there talking to folks as much as possible, visiting farmers markets and farm stands and just making sure folks know who we are and what we offer.
Terrific. It gives me a better perspective of it really is a statewide reach. We don't always think about it that way, but the work that you all do reaches everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only statewide reach, but statewide responsibility, right? We want to be responsive to a producer no matter where they are, and traditional commodity agriculture down to, you know, small micro farms that are just getting started, say, in, you know, a city lot in Anchorage. Again, there's a program for everybody. There's opportunities for everybody. And we really need farmers of all size and scope to move the mark a little bit on local food, whether that's mariculture, you know, we are serving oyster producers, or, you know, who's growing the most kale in the state, carrots, et cetera. So we're here for everybody.
Yeah. And we've got about 3 minutes left. So I want to make sure that you're able to address, you know, all facets that you want to talk about. But I did know that recently, you know, there was some, you guys had a lot of fisher folks, fishermen, fisherwomen applying, or your agency helped with some loan programs or some, I'm fumbling for what it was exactly, but maybe you can give us some clarity.
Yeah. Again, during the pandemic, USDA was incredibly responsive to industry as a whole about, you know, how were food service industries and different pieces of the industry being impacted by the pandemic. And there was a new program was created specifically for the fishing industry. They wrapped that up before I came into office, but I have seen I believe it was over 5,000 fishermen and fisherwomen that we were able to get financial assistance to during the pandemic. The office did an incredible job under COVID restrictions. There was no one in my position at the time. No one had been appointed as the state executive director. So there was vacancies throughout the office. There was a pandemic. There were COVID restrictions. And yet we were able to get out financial assistance to, I believe the number is over 5,000 producers in the seafood industry, which I know that was of great benefit to folks. And that's what I mean by being connected to USDA, is that you never know when there's going to be another opportunity of financial assistance or a grant program could really change the mark with your operation. A great reason to be signed up to receive our newsletter. Again, you're going to, that website that you want to get connected with us is the farmers.gov. Working with us, stay connected, send us an email to receive our newsletter. And then the other website that I mentioned, USDA.gov/buildbackbetter. And that's where we're announcing all of our new programs, funding for programs, et cetera. So, and you know, if you heard all that and you didn't catch the website, shoot me an email. It's first and last name, amy.pettit@USDA.gov. Tell me a little bit about your operation and what kind of assistance you might need or what you're interested in, and I'm going to do my best to point you in the right direction.
Well, that's a terrific place to end our talk today. I really appreciate you coming on. I know that you have some terrific people in the office. I know a few of them individually, whether they were helping me back when I was on the dairy, or, you know, if they had a son or daughter who went through the ag program here at Palmer High, and just a terrific staff. And thank you we're lucky to have you in that position as a state. And thanks for sharing all the programs that you have and that information. And folks, if you have more questions, you know how to get a hold of her.
I appreciate the opportunity, Cody. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.